Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We're back with Bill Brodygood, CEO of Alien Metals, which is a minerals exploration and development company listed on the AIM market. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Yes, not too bad, thanks. Last time we talked about Australia, and today's news is about Mexico, with the announcement that Capstone have decided not to proceed with the exploration on the Donovan 2 project. Can you talk a bit more about this decision?
Sure. I mean, you know, we only found out pretty much 48 hours ago, so it's still fairly fresh. They advised us that on the provisional results that they've seen from the initial drilling, the maiden drilling they just completed about 4 or 5 weeks ago, that they felt the project didn't come up to their requirements, internal requirements. And when I had further discussion with them, just to say, look, we've got a few ideas ourselves, and would you be prepared to, you know, work with us to do another phase, a next phase of work to see if we can improve. They basically came back and advised that from a corporate level as well, they're looking more at more advanced stage projects to, you know, put their funding into. So I think it's a combination, and you know, they've done some good work and spent quite a lot of money on the project. So that seems to be where they're at today.
Okay, and so where does this leave the company? Where's Alien Metals now with this decision?
Well, I mean, look, we, you know, as part of the deal, and they've been great from the start. So there's no issues. They're going to provide us with all the data, all the work they've done, so we get a really up-to-date and detailed ground geophysics IP that they carried out at the end of last year. So we'll get all of that, you know, all the raw data and everything else, which gives us a chance to maybe go back and reinterpret. We get all the drilling information, which also is, you know, significant in terms of geological information. 7 holes in 7 different places. Yeah, they provide us quite a lot of, as I say, geological information. They haven't provided us yet with the full set of analysis, which we'll see. I think the table that was in the RNS was actually just the summary that they gave us. So that's all we've seen today. But from our point of view, we've got the project back. We've got some ideas already ourselves. We've been working alongside them anyway. And as I said, we sort of went to them and said, look, we've got a few ideas to do a next phase of work. Those are still in our, well, they're now really from our point of view. And interestingly, I was just chatting with the guys down in Mexico and said, right, let's get those, pull those things out of sort of the cupboard, and let's start, you know, costing them and timelines and availability of people and equipment to go to the next level, do some more work.
Okay, and would you seek another partner for this?
That's a good question. To be honest, I haven't thought in a way beyond next step of exploration for Alien. But of course, we need to get all the data together, sort of update it to now what we've got, everything available. And absolutely, I mean, let's not forget, this is a copper project, exploration project. We pulled out historically some samples from this, specifically the sort of Los Alamos prospect where this old water well exists. And yeah, we got a 3.3% copper sample. Again, in the announcement this morning, there's a picture of a recent sample we took out just last week, very coincidentally, which is fantastic. Again, it's got, you know, it's got sort of almost visible copper. It's got, it's pickled with sulfides. Very, really interesting. And obviously a mineralized system down there. What we need to do now is, based on all the work that's been done, we need to go to the next level and work out where the source of that, that mineralization is. And that's, you know, we still have great faith in the project. And absolutely, if there's a partner out there, if there's a company out there who you know, wants to get involved, that's great. We're open to suggestions, of course.
Great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us, Bill. I think shareholders also, they like to hear your view of the RNS that you just released. So we'll wait to hear for more information from you.
No, look, thanks. And I know sometimes it's, you know, to put down on paper sort of, you know, the thoughts and ideas that we have is quite difficult. It's important to update the market on you know, the recent news. But I think as importantly, for our investors, they'll see that we still believe this is a great project And it is exploration, and this is very important. Exploration is not always you get it right the first time, or you hit the sweet spot the first time. Probably the majority of major discoveries in the world were not found by the first company, by the first joint venture. You know, it's sometimes a bit of toing and froing and thinking outside the box, and sometimes it's a bit of luck. But so we're, you know, it's been great working with Capstone. It's been a pleasure. You know, they've added a lot to the project, and now it's our opportunity to take it forward to that next step.
And we look forward to hearing from you when that happens. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.